Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know, I was listening to a news channel this week, and one of the commentators was saying, oh, my goodness, where can we find truth? We can't find truth nowhere. We don't. Everybody's got. And I was thinking, the Bible is the truth. The Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. While the world looks for the truth, we have it in 66 books. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible is right, and I'm glad about it. All right, look out. Well, we're in the 17th chapter of Proverbs. We're enjoying Proverbs, glory to God. And I want to go down to the 27th verse. Chapter 17, the 27th verse. Amen. And in the King James Bible, it says, 17:27 says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. In the Tanakh, that same Proverbs 17:27 says, a knowledgeable man is sparing with his words. A knowledgeable man is sparing with his words. But the version that I really like is the Positive Thinking Bible. And this is what it says. It makes a lot of sense to be a person of few words and to stay calm. It makes a lot of sense to be a person of few words and to stay calm. You know, I wonder if one way you could interpret this is to say, one of the ways to stay calm is to be a person of few words. A lot of people, they wrestle with how to stay calm. Amen? And I'm wondering from the Positive Thinking Bible if we can pull that out and say a way to stay calm is to be a person of few words. Just say very little. Amen? Glory to God. It makes a lot of sense to be a person of few words and to stay calm. And, you know, tonight, I really do feel like that's a word for somebody out there. When I was going over my notes and reading it, it kind of came to me. And I think someone out there is wrestling with, as I said earlier, how to stay calm. Maybe your son or daughter just rings your bell and it takes everything for you to stay calm. Amen? And I believe, glory to God, for someone out there, the Spirit of God would say to you to stay calm. Don't give up on your child. Stay calm. Don't give up on the situation. To just be a person of few words. Give it to God. Amen? And be a person of few words. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now remember that there are people who are not where you are in God. Amen. They're not where you are. So be a person of few words. Amen. Because you'll find that a lot of times talkers are without knowledge. And to win, you must stay calm. You must stay calm. I was talking to someone this week, and, oh, they made so much sense. And they were saying, that if you're upset all the time, you can't think clearly. Amen. You have to stay calm in order to think clearly. Glory to God. Glory to God. I was thinking on a situation that happened to me. One night I was working on the computer. I was trying to get some data off of my computer to no avail. The computer just wouldn't work for some reason. It wouldn't act right, and actually it wouldn't let me in. And I almost got upset and mad with the computer. But instead of getting mad with the computer when I couldn't get in, I mean, there's times you know it's the enemy and you bind the enemy up and you plead the blood of Jesus over your appliances or media things. But this particular night, I just got it to go to bed. And so that's what I did. I just went to bed. And the next day, when I got on the computer, wow, it was like a whole brand new computer. I got right through, and it gave me all the data that I wanted. Amen. And so I realized that it makes a lot of sense just to stay calm. There's times that just staying calm will cause you to win the day. Amen. Just being patient, just staying calm. Because we realize that we're in spiritual warfare. And a person has to learn just to stay calm when things go against you sometimes. Amen. Now, we know the Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee from you. And that's what you do. You resist in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You let the enemy know, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you and I command you to back up, get up off of me, and go in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because we know, like I said earlier, that we're in spiritual warfare. And this verse teaches us to just stay calm when things go against you. Don't get all hyper. Amen? Back off and stay calm because tomorrow is another day. Amen? And God will give you the victory. God will give you the victory, beloved. Just stay calm. Be patient. Stay calm. Glory to God. Maybe you won't get the victory at that very moment while you're going through. Glory to God. But just realize that you will get the victory. Amen? Because as 17:27 says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words. If you have knowledge, you spare your words, glory to God. What? Notice what it says. He that hath knowledge. Knowledge of what? Okay, knowledge of Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. So if you're a knowledgeable person, the Bible says he that hath knowledge spareth his words. He knows, glory to God, that getting angry, losing it, stirreth up strife. And a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Well, he doesn't want to transgress. So what does he do? Glory to God. He spares his words. He's careful with his words. Amen? Glory to God. There's times when you got to fly high. Glory to God. Not only fly high, but not come down to hear somebody else's drama and somebody else's negativity. Amen? When people are getting into that, glory to God, let your mind go to the things that are pure, things that are good, things that are wholesome. Amen? And let them go on. And the Bible says, in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. So sometimes you just got to let other people just talk and talk and talk and talk. Amen? But you just stay calm. A man that hath knowledge, the Bible teaches, spareth his words. If you've got knowledge of spiritual things, you know. And some of the most spiritual people that I've ever met, when I thought about it, they're some of the most quiet people You can imagine. I'll give you a high-profile person that everybody would want to know, that I think everybody would recognize if I call him, and that's Brother Mike Pence, the former Vice President of the United States. If you know Brother Pence, you know he's a very quiet Christian man, a very quiet, devoted Christian man who's given to a lot of prayer. And every time you see Mike Pence, he's quiet. Amen. He spares his words. Amen. Why did I pick Mike Pence? Not because of any particular political bent, but just I picked someone who was high profile that I thought everybody would recognize him. Amen. And he's an example of someone who's very, very quiet. Very, very quiet. Glory to God. Because it says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words. Glory to God. And the man is a man of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Because as Proverbs 29:22 says, glory to God, that an angry man stirreth up strife. So the person with knowledge, they spare their words. Glory to God. Be like Brother Pence. Be like the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was a few words. When he wasn't teaching or preaching, he was of a few words. Amen. Glory to God. But when he spoke, the Bible says no man spoke like that man. Amen. No man spoke like him. Glory to God. The things that he said were so profound. But when he wasn't teaching or preaching, he was a man of few words. Amen. Why? Because he had great understanding. Great understanding. And that's exactly what the Bible teaches here, that he that hath knowledge, his words. So if you want to win the battle, if you want to get the victory in life, glory to God. Be reticent in your words. Be a few words, glory to God. And if you're a person that does a lot of talking and you want to change, how do we change? We ask help from God Almighty. We ask God to put a bridle on your mouth, put a guard on your mouth. Ask God to cause you to be a person of few words. Ask God to deliver you from a multitude of words. Amen. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for God, beloved. Glory to God. So if you want the victory, glory to God, be calm, stay calm. And how can you stay calm? Don't get in it with conversation. Amen. Don't engage, because as you engage, you speak more and more and more and more and more. And somewhere down the line, whoa, tempers can flare. Amen. It can be a difference of opinion. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we want to be a person of few words like the Bible teaches. Stay calm. Use few words, and you'll have the victory. Hold on. I'm right up against a commercial. I'll be right back. Spare your words.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, glory to God. We're in Proverbs 17:27. In the King James Version, it says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words. Amen. If you have knowledge, you would spare your words. Glory to God. Why? Because look at verse 28. the 17th chapter, the 28th verse. It says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Amen. Glory to God. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. How can you be counted as a wise person and esteemed a man of understanding? Shut your lips. Amen. Be quiet. Glory to God. Glory to God. That goes a long way. And then in chapter 18, Proverbs 18, notice what our verse says. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. What knowledge? What kind of knowledge? Look at 18:6. 18:6. Proverbs 18:6. The person who has knowledge or shutteth his lips. Why? Because he understands 18:6. 18:6 says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's lips enter into contention. Why? Because he doesn't understand spiritual things. But a person with knowledge understands spiritual things from God's word. And he understands that there is a spirit of contention, and that one of the ways that you can stir up that spirit of contention is to get into it with somebody, to start to argue with somebody. Amen. A fool's lips enter into contention because he doesn't know not to enter into contention. Why? Because I said it will draw the spirit of contention, or the spirit of anger, or the spirit of strife. So because he has knowledge, he spares his words because he doesn't want to draw negative things to himself. And then look at verse 7 in Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Amen? So your soul can be snared, or your own soul can be grieved by your own words. Amen? You can grieve your own spirit. You can overwhelm your own spirit. Glory to God. You can hurt your own self, amen, with words. And it says a fool's mouth is his destruction. There's people who have, countless people have been destroyed because of something that they said, amen. They said the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it cost them their life. It cost destruction, amen. And the Bible teaches, be careful with your mouth. Be careful what you say, because your mouth can destroy you. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Is his destruction. Why? Because not only does he say the wrong thing that can hurt him, but notice it says a fool's mouth. The Bible identifies who a fool is. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. In the world, they think a fool is a stupid person, and that'll work. That dog will hunt. Glory to God. But the Bible says that a fool is a person that doesn't know God, that doesn't believe there is a God. It says specifically, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen? And here in this verse, it says a fool's mouth is his destruction. So he goes around bragging. There is no God. There ain't no God. That's just superstitious. And see, his mouth will destroy him. Because if he never confesses Jesus as Lord, he never comes to experience true victory. He never knows what life is. He's walking around in darkness, but he thinks he's in light. Amen? Glory to God. But because you put your trust in the Lord, you're safe from all the wiles of the devil. Amen? Because your mouth, you have a educated mouth. You've learned from the Bible about God and the things of God. It's well for you. And you do the fruit of your doings. You receive the fruit of your doings. Amen? Glory to God. And you have an abundance of all things. And God causes you to prosper and increase more and more, you and your children, because you know God. You confess God. Amen. You say there is a God. Amen. Glory to God. And as you lift him up, glory to God, you reap what you sow. And the God of heaven prospers you. Therefore, you can arise and shine and give God the glory because you know your God. And you abound in thanksgiving because Jesus Christ is Lord. And because Jesus Christ is your Lord, you do just what the Bible says. And because you abound in thanksgiving, unlimited blessings come your way. Amen. Glory to God. And God makes you the head and not the tail. He makes you above and not beneath. Amen. Because you know your God. And instead of talking foolishness and talking words that snare your soul, glory to God, you're a tree of light. You speak into people's lives, amen, and make a difference in their life, glory to God. And glory to God, because you believe, therefore you're established. Just like the Word of God says, because you believe in him and trust him, glory to God, God establishes you, and you prosper even as your soul prospers. He causes you to prosper, and you do sing and rejoice, because Jesus Christ is in authority. Glory to God. And you abound in all things in Jesus Christ. And glory to God. And because of that, glory to God, no weapon that is formed against you prospers, glory to God. And you have an unction from the Holy One and know all things because of Jesus Christ. And you've learned how to turn away wrath with a soft answer because you have wisdom. Glory to God. And your mouth is not a foolish mouth, amen, but a wise mouth, glory to God. And God has given you power and understanding and discernment in all things because you seek the Lord, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And know that God wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And you do prosper in him, and you do prosper in the word, amen. Glory to God. And so you become a person of knowledge, glory to God. And because of you have knowledge, you spare your words. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord lighteth both your eyes and gives you profound understanding because you become a person of the word. Amen. You love the word and you stay in the word and you keep God's laws. And because you keep the law of God, you are happy. And you have a clear vision of God's will for your life. That is to spend eternity with him. You have a clear vision of God's will for your life. You'll be with him for eternity. Wherever the Lord is, that's where you'll be. Amen. Glory to God. And you got that out of the book of Revelation. Glory to God. And glory to God. You abound in the things of God and in the knowledge of God. And you speak life into people's lives, and therefore you make a difference. Amen. Glory to God. And because you regard reproof, glory to God, you shall be honored. Because the Bible says, before honor is humility, glory to God. And so you've humbled yourself and asked Jesus Christ to save you. And because you've done that, glory to God, he loved you and delivers you. Glory to God, reveals his true name to you. Amen. And you look to God for supernatural, glory to God, for the supernatural that operate in your life. Amen. And because God is with you, glory to God, you understand, glory to God, that no power can come against you and prosper. Amen. And you expect success. You expect to succeed because you're in Jesus Christ. He is your Lord and Savior, glory to God. And so you expect the supernatural to operate in your life. You expect to succeed. And you do succeed because of Jesus Christ, because he helps you, because you've read the scripture that says that you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. And so you go out there abounding in faith, glory to God. And because you have faith in God, he causes it to happen for you. He watches over you, glory to God, and sends his angels to encamp around about you and keep you in all your ways. Amen. And because you're in the word, you have good understanding and favor, glory to God, from hearing, from reading and hearing God's word. Amen. and you have the power, because you have the Holy Ghost, amen? You have that endowment of power upon your life, and you expect the unexpected, because God is going to do the unexpected in your life this year, amen? Glory to God. To have the victory this year, stay calm, glory to God. Remember, just be patient. Just be patient. God's going to give you the victory, glory to God. You may not have it right this moment as you're listening to me, but I guarantee you, if you're a child of God, God is going to give you the victory, because he loves you. He set his love upon you, glory to God. And so you have favor on your life, glory to God. And because of that unmerited favor, glory to God, you're going to have when other people won't have. Your foot is going to be kept. You're not going to be taken when someone else is going to be taken. 1,000 falls at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But coronavirus, Corona-19, shall not come nigh you, shall not come nigh your house, shall not come nigh your family. Because of you, because you stand in faith, believing in the living God, the true and living God, he guards you and keeps you. Amen? Glory to God. And everything works out for you. And other men envy you. Glory to God. Because you have what it takes. You got the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And the anointing that rests upon you makes all things easy for you. Amen? Glory to God. The anointing makes it happen. Amen. The anointing makes it happen in your life. So become a person of few words like the Bible instructs us to do. Amen. Be a person of few words. If you feel like you must say a whole bunch of stuff, talk about Jesus. Amen. Talk about the real business of life, to be reconnected back to God. Jesus said a man must be born again. Amen. He didn't say a man must get through college. A man must go through college. A man must have $1 million. He said, no, a man must have God's spirit, glory to God, and to quicken his spirit, amen? A man must have the life of God on the inside. And when he has the life of God on the inside, he can do all things, amen? So spare your words and expect success, because you're going to receive success in 2021. It's going to be a whole new different year for you. Amen. And God is going to do great things through you. Yes, through you. Amen. Glory to God. He's going to do it through you as you believe him and look to him. Jesus said you only need a little faith like the grain of a mustard seed. Amen. You only need that level of faith to move mountains. Amen. And you have faith in God's word. You know God's word is true. You know it's right, glory to God. And that little mustard seed faith is going to do tremendous things this year in 2021. You're going to see it with your own eyes, amen? You're going to marvel at what God's done in your life. Because you set your love upon him, you're going to reap what you sow. He set his love upon you, and he's going to give you the victory. So be a person of understanding, glory to God. Be a person of knowledge, and know that God will never leave you or forsake you. He'll never fail you. Amen. He's going to be like you, just like he was with Moses, just like he was with Joshua, Elijah, all of them. Daniel, he was with his children. Amen. When it was their turn on the earth, when it was their season. Amen. But it's your turn now. Glory to God. You're down here now. Amen. And his eyes are watching you, watching over you to make sure nothing happens to you, beloved. Glory to God. So go on in faith, glory to God, and expect success. Amen. God bless you today, glory to God. Be a person of few words. Go out and get it. God bless you and keep you. This has been the Bible as the Answers. See you next week. I love you, but whoa, Jesus really loves you. He laid down his life for you. Amen. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.